Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen, your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you right now, Lord. We humble our hearts. We humble ourselves before you. Oh God, be merciful unto us and forgive us. Search our hearts, oh Lord, and anything you're not pleased with, oh God, please forgive us and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will purge us on the inside. Oh, God, wash us on the outside. Clean us up, my God, and help us to do your will. Lord, we ask, God, that you will take us by the hand, lead, guide, and direct us in the way you want us to go. Lord, we're looking to you, and we're depending on you tonight. Lord, please stop by here. Oh, God, somebody's in trouble. Somebody's crying, Lord Jesus. Stop by right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, pour out your anointing and let your anointing come upon us. Oh, my God, destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Tear down the strongholds, oh, God. Break every chain, Lord Jesus. Loose the shackles, oh, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. Please, my God, incline your ear and hear our cry. Please, Lord Jesus, be merciful tonight and give us the strength that we need in order to endure. Oh, my Lord, uphold us while we're going through. Oh, my God, bring the enemy into subjection. Make him loose his hold right now. In the name of Jesus, only you can do it, Lord. Nobody but you. We're depending on you right now, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We're praying, God, that you will send your word tonight. Let your word come forth, oh God, let it have free course. We pray, Lord, that you'll anoint the speaker tonight, Lord, that you will give us strength in our body. Touch her right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you, oh God, to look on every listener. Everyone who is tuned in to this broadcast, let a special blessing come upon them, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will reach out to them. Let your word reach their heart. Oh, God, it enter into their souls. We know you are able to save, oh, God. We are asking that you will save dying souls everywhere. Amen. That you will send your deliverance tonight, Lord. And deliver the bound souls, my God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember those right now who are without, my God, who have no food or shelter. Oh, Lord, and who have not had the opportunity to hear your word. Remember them this night, Lord Jesus.
Remember, Lord.
Provide for them both spiritually and naturally. Oh, God, only you can reach them, Lord. Only you know where they are and who they are. And we are asking, God, Lord, divine intervention, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls, for the deliverance of the captive. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, even for the backslider, Lord, the one that's trying to make it back. And finding that it's too difficult. Lord God, we pray right now that you will make the way. Oh,
yes.
God, change them, restore their souls. Help them to return before it's too late. Jesus, please, Lord, right now while we're praying this prayer, help them to make it back, oh, God. Look on that one, Lord Jesus, who has gone astray. Gotten off track,
have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
Pick them up right now, Jesus. Lift them up, my God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And redirect them, turn them in the way they should go. Only you can do it, Lord Jesus. That soul that's discouraged tonight, Lord God, encourage them. Help them, Lord, to stand no matter what. Help them to hold on.
Yep,
help
Lord.
Them, oh God, never to let go, but to be rooted and grounded. Fixed, oh Lord, in your word, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for our leaders, asking that you will please give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding.
Teach
them, Lord, how to be the leader that you want them to be, oh God. Give them what they need, Lord Jesus, to lead the congregation for growth of the church, Lord Jesus, for expansion of the ministry, oh God. We know you are able, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And bless the congregations also. Help all us to come together, Lord, to unite as one. Oh,
yes.
My Lord, we are just down here waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. We are just waiting.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Savior.
Yes,
help us, Lord.
Help.
Oh, while we're waiting, Lord, bless us tonight while we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Send deliverance. While we're waiting, oh God, send on healing. While we're waiting, Lord, deliverance, oh God,
deliverance,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Have your way, oh Lord. Take control and let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, please, we pray, God, that you'll remember the bereaved family tonight. Oh God, comfort and console them, Lord Jesus, during this difficult time. Lord, please be close to them and help them to make it through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the families to come together, Lord Jesus. Those that are scattered abroad, gather them together, Lord. Save the lost in the family. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, remember all those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with whatever the need is. My God, we believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. We believe, Lord, that we have the petitions we are asking in this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We believe, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Cast him out. Oh, oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Lord, God, the point of standard. Yes,
yeah.
Oh,
yes,
Lord,
please.
God, that you will lay your hand on her right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Work it out, oh, Lord.
You're
the only one
who can do it.
My God, we believe in
the name
right
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
you, Lord
Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We ask you to look on his hand. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Put your hand on him. Right,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, wait, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Move, Lord.
Oh, God.
Let her ministry grow. Let it be expanded. Oh, thou, my God. Let your glory be revealed. Move and strengthen her before, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we believe you. And we're taking you at your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we give you thanks. We thank you for your touch tonight. Thank you, oh God, for the moving of your spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
But thy will, Lord Jesus, but thy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Let the Lord have his way.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, glory. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Scripture, and I will be reading the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 100 number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm and that beautiful prayer. And thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights, Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. and in the afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School, and one is O-N-E. And to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission for Wednesday afternoon prayer at 6 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m., you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. You want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And those means India West, Sharia West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, and Kenny Jackson, and as well as all the souls that are affected by COVID and those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Praise the Lord. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on, if she would save us with a selection.
No, she's not on at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll sing a little portion of a song, if that's all right, then.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent. How excellent, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. In all the earth, Jesus is excellent, is thy name, O Lord,
How excellent. How excellent. How excellent. How excellent. Is thy name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for blessing us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. It's a blessing indeed. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy that all of you have tuned in tonight. I can yet feel the presence of the Lord. And I'm just going to make a joyful noise unto the
yes.
Lord, because it's worthy of all the praises.
Glory
to His name. His name is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I feel like serving Him tonight with gladness. Oh, glory to God. The soul is not always that happy, but we can serve the Lord with gladness. We can
yes.
come before His presence with singing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You say, well, I don't have a singing voice, but you can sing unto the Lord. Glory
yes.
to God. And sing it with your heart. God will bless you greatly. It doesn't have to be like someone else's.
Amen.
You don't have to sound like a mockingbird and all this. But if you
yes.
sing unto the Lord, this is going directly to God.
Amen.
You truly bless your soul. So let's get together and let's make a joyful noise. And I'm going to move on out of the way because I'm excited to praise God about the word of God and about the move of God. And we're going to prepare for the word of God on tonight. Praise the Lord. If you just get your Bibles and make sure you've got your Bibles you want to follow along. And let's pray for the speaker tonight and along with her as she comes and I present to you for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. Praise God. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction. I thank the Lord for that prayer. The Lord sent His anointing through that prayer. I thank the Lord. You know, God knows. We don't know everything. But God knows exactly what is going on, and He knows how to deliver the godly. He sent that prayer,
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for it, because prayer changes things. Let's go quickly to the word of God. I don't intend to be before you long, if the Lord should say the same, but we're going to go to the book of St. Matthew 5, and we're going to begin with verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. Also, we want to go over to St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 38. Throughout verse 40. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at that last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life and will raise him up at the last day. And also we want to go over to the book of beginning with verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Praise the Lord. And we want to go over to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at verse 10. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spare the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalekite, and have the king of Amalek utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs. For rebellion is as the sin of stubbornness, is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And I thank God for the reading of his word. My title tonight, obedience to God brings blessings. And my theme, to obey is better than sacrifice. And we see in this lesson today that God called Saul and anointed him and made him king. And he instructed him what to do. He told him to kill everything. But instead of killing everything, Saul disobeyed God. And sometimes we have to watch and pray, because when God tells us to do something and he gives us a specific way to do it, but we decide we want to do it our way, then We are out of the will of God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. I heard Jesus when he began to say that he came to do the will of his Father. He didn't come to do his own will. He said, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this should be the object. Every born-again believer in Christ, we should be tuned in to doing the will of God and being obedient unto God, especially when God himself speaks directly to us and instructs us what to do, where to go, what to say, and how to do such and such. We should be in a place that we obey the will of God, the word of God. Because if we don't obey God, then God is not even accepting our sacrifice. Just as he didn't accept this sacrifice that Saul had made, killed the fatted cat, they spared some of them. But God instructed him to kill everything. And by not doing so, he disobeyed God. And God rejected him. He said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lamb. And you know, disobedience can come about through not sacrificing, not denying oneself, but continuing on to go in your own way, doing your regular routine. There's a time when you have to take time out and fast and pray and shut yourself away, because self has to be crucified. The Bible said the inward man is renewed day by day, but the outward man perishes. We got to let self perish. We got to let self die to do the will of Christ, that we might be found in the will of God, because obeying God is more important than doing our own will. Obeying God is more than giving sacrifice. God don't want your sacrifice. If you're not going to obey him, he don't want your sacrifice. Glory to God, you can give him all the money you want. You can raise all the money you want. But if you're not obeying God, if you're not going to do the will of God, God don't want your sacrifice. He wants you to give yourself to him and live for him and do what the Lord has given you to do. The word of God speaks in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verse 15. He says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Glory to God, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, not in your ways, not in man's ways, not in your own will, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. God made this covenant. He wanted the people to keep his commandments and do and walk in the ways that he had commanded them, and to keep his statutes and his judgments, that they may live and that they may multiply. And the Lord God shall bless thee. The Lord will bless you when you be obedient. Blessings come through being obedient to the Lord. But if we go in our own way, we'll mess everything up. You'll find yourself running into a brick wall. You'll find yourself getting into all kinds of trouble. You'll find yourself getting out of the will of God. Glory to God, we got oh self, like to rise up again. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say he tried to kick the coffin door open again. Hallelujah. And come alive again. But we are supposed to be dead to our will.
Amen.
And we should be doing the will of God. Glory to God. We have to learn to put self to death. Kill it. Self don't want to die. Self don't want to do. Self don't want to give up these luxuries, these pleasures. But we got to die to it, realizing that God has something better for us. He has many blessings if we just obey him and do the will of God, keeping his
Amen.
Commandments and drawing nigh unto him. The word of God says in Deuteronomy 6 and 18, and thou shalt do that which is right, good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. You see, the Lord sware unto their fathers and told them that they would possess a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. But they had to keep God's commandments and his laws. They had to do what God instructed them to do in order to enter into this land. Glory to God.
Amen.
So when God commands you to do something, you've got to do it if it costs your life. And sometimes you will run into obstacles and things that try to sway you from going the way God wants you to go. But we got to go God's way. We got to be obedient to the will of God. And obedience bring about blessings. But better, it is better than the sacrifice. People can give you large sums of money. But if you're not going to obey the will of God, it's not going to do you any good. It's going to perish. The money is going to perish, and your soul with it, if you don't do the will of God. Saul lost out because he did not keep the commandment of the Lord. He did not follow through with what God told him to do and how God instructed him, and he lost out just like that, just like that. Disobeyed and lost out. Glory to God. And the Bible says, have the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as if obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than the sacrifice. I'd rather obey God, because when you don't obey God, you will get in trouble every time. And I'm a witness to that, because the Lord had given me. I mean, he gave it to me just as plain as that, what to do and how to do it. But no, I'm going to go on and do it my way. And as soon as I did it my way, trouble came my way. It wasn't a blessing, but it was trouble. And God knows I'm dealing with this situation right now because of my disobedience to the Lord. It could be a small thing. You might think it ain't nothing, but if God said it, you better do it. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, I don't care how small it is or how small it may seem to you, because God knows what he's doing, and he knows how to deliver his people. But a lot of times we think, well, we're going to deliver ourselves. No, we're not. If you don't do what God says, you're not delivering yourself. You're going in your own way and doing your own will. The Bible says then Peter and the other apostles, they had been out there preaching and doing the will of God. And I believe they was told not to preach no more in this man's name, Jesus. But Peter and the rest of the disciples, they went on. They didn't stop preaching about Jesus. They didn't stop telling the people about Jesus. The Bible said, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men, men of the world. Men is telling people what to do. I think about what is going on right now. The devil is saying, take this one, this one, vote for this one, vote for that one. Glory to God, and the devil is obeying. But we refuse to go along with the devil. If he's wrong, he's wrong. Glory to God. If he tells you do something that is out of the word of God, don't do it. Because it's better to obey God than to obey men, men of the world, worldly men. They're going to tell you to do something that is of the world. They're going to tell you to do something that is not of the Lord. Don't do it. Go to the word of God, and God will work it out to obey God. Then sacrifice. That's all I have for you today. The Bible said in the word of God, James 1:25, he said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You see, blessings come through obedience, but disobedience will bring a curse upon you. Disobedience will cause you to lose out, and you can end up losing your soul. But if you do the will of God, you will prosper. And the word of God tells us in Deuteronomy 29:9, said, keep up therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do. When we keep God's word, we will prosper. You can't help but prosper because you're keeping the word of God, keeping his covenant, and doing what thus saith the Lord. I just thank God for his word on tonight. I hope someone has received a blessing from this word of God. Don't be disobedient to the will of God, but be an obedient servant of the Lord, because we're not here to do our own will. We are supposed to be doing the will of God, and that was the reason that Jesus came into the world, that he would may be able to do the will of his Father, the one that sent him. And that's why Jesus gave his life for you and I, because he came to do his Father's will. Let us take that as an example. Whatever we have to do, whatever God gives us to do, let us be obedient to the word of God, and especially if God himself speaks to you. We got to be obedient to God's will. Sometimes man might tell you to do thus and so, or man may not agree with what you're doing. But if God said it, you got to do what God said, because God knows, man don't know. Like God knows. And I tell you, I remember I was getting ready to go up New York, and I had told my leader, I said that I was going to go up there, up New York. And, well, he told me to pray about it. Okay, so I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. And the Lord just laid on my heart to go anyway, to go up there. Obeyed that voice, went up there, come to find out, Deacon Matt, he was up there and he was getting ready to get into something. He was getting ready to get married again. He told me, he said, I'm getting married again. And marry somebody else. He was going to leave his wife. And I told him what the word of God said, and I let him know he would be in adultery. And that was not in the will of God. That was not his will. And when I began to explain everything to him and let him know, I believe the Lord touched his heart. He changed his mind. And he began to come down to Jersey. He began to drive down here himself and came to church. And when he came to the church, the Lord touched him the first day that he came. Touched his heart, broke his heart up. And the Lord, from that time, began to deal with him. And he went back home, and he let his wife know that he was coming down here, coming down Jersey to live. The wife said, well, you can go, but I ain't going. Deacon Max said he was doing his job working, and the Lord got a hope to him, and he started crying. He had to get out. He knew he had to get out of there. He had just bought a new car, had a good job, making good money, but Deacon Max knew he had to get out of there and come back down to Jersey. He got in his car, and he came down Jersey. Next thing I know, he came, he asked me, could he stay with me? And I mentioned that to my leader. And I was told, if I was you, I wouldn't do it. But when Deacon Matt called and said, he said, can I come and stay with you? He said he wanted to be saved. When he said it, I couldn't say no. All I could say was yes. That's what came out of my mouth, yes. And he came down there, and when he did come, I had no problem, no trouble outing at all. Nick and Max stayed to himself. He read his Bible. He continued to read and pray, and he was down there seeking the Lord, down there rolling the floor. And I was
all right.
I was upstairs. I think he was downstairs praying and rolling the floor. And he said, can that woman sleep while I'm down here praying? But see, he didn't know. See, the Lord had a hold to it, but I didn't know it. I was up there sleeping. But I tell you, the Lord got a hold to him, and he kept seeking the Lord until the Lord did the work in his life. You see, God proved himself. If I had said no, he might not have never got through. He might not have never came down. He might have stayed right where he was and got into something else. But God is a good God. It's better to obey God than to obey the devil and go in your own way. Obedience brings blessings, and to obey is better. For his word of tonight, there may be somebody out there. Maybe you disobeyed God. Maybe you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Maybe you didn't give yourself to the Lord as he required of you. Now is the time to get it straight with the Lord. God is a merciful God. We pray that God will have mercy on whomsoever this word has reached on tonight. And you want to make a change, you want to get it right. Maybe you went on in your way and started doing your own thing again. It's now time to change that and give your life to the Lord. Let the Lord work this thing out for you. Whatever it is, he knows how to deliver. So as we go into a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this opportunity to get to know you like we should. Help us, O Lord, to be obedient to the will of God. Help us not to go into our own way, not to go by our own thoughts, not to go by what somebody else is telling us. but help us to go by your word and do what you told us to do. Help us to be obedient. Help us today, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch and make a way, Lord. Bless in a special way. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Look on that soul that have turned from you. Touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength to turn back to you. Help them to seek your face. Help them to be obedient to your will. Help them to keep your commandments. We know you're able, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Be merciful. Have mercy on the souls. Give them the mind, oh Lord, to run for their lives, to seek your face,
yes,
to draw nigh unto you. Realize the time is running out. The day is far spent. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call on your name. Help them to run for their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need your mercy. We need you right now, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to surrender everything, everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Oh Lord, those who have gotten out of your will, help them to get back in your will. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to seek to please you in every way. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus.
You're able, Lord.
The works of Satan and cast him out.
Now.
He's seeking to hinder. He's seeking to destroy. But you said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Somebody is in trouble. In the name
of Jesus,
look on that soul, oh Lord. Have mercy on them right now.
That soul, that's
stern of wrath. That soul, that's
stern of fight.
In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto them. Break them down, Lord. Help them, Lord, to call on your name and seek your faith. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy, oh, Lord. Be merciful today, Lord. Touch those souls, oh, Lord, that have gone astray, that have turned away from you. Help them, oh, Lord, to turn back to you, to return unto you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we believe your word today. We take you at your word. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the listeners. We pray, Jesus, that you
thank
will
you.
Have
yes,
your way. Let your will be done. Let your spirit prevail. Bind the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, take full control. Continue to bless this broadcast. Bless every listener. Pray that you continue to look on Evangelist Honey. Continue to bless and have your way in her life. And help her to continue to do your will and to continue
yes,
to be obedient to your will, Lord. Look on Evangelist Khadija. Help her to do your will in the name of Jesus. Bless her, oh, Lord. Look on Sister Cheryl. Help her, oh, Lord, to continue
to
do your will. Help her to stand, Lord. Keep her, Jesus. Look on Evangelist Cynthia. I pray that you strengthen her, oh Lord. Work it out. Bind Satan on every head. He's come to hinder her and to stop her from doing your will. But we know you're able. You said,
oh,
I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We take you at your word and we believe you today. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching. We
thank
you, Lord. We thank you for prayer. We thank you, oh Lord. You know all about it. We thank you for what you have done. Oh, my God, we continue to give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. We pray that you look on every soul that has requested prayer. We pray that you touch and bless. Save and heal. Grant the petitions that they desire. In the name of Jesus, Help them to believe on you as the scripture has said. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. And we will give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful, thought-provoking, anointed message coming through Evangelist May from the Lord. And I tell you, that message is just the one that we should really consider and think about ourselves. Are we obeying God and doing it the way God wants it done? So self can get in the way, but we have to remember that only God's way is the right way. And she began to talk about in her message, obedience to God brings blessings. You wonder why all this trouble, all these problems? You better check to make sure that you're obeying God, because it brings about blessings. According to the Word of God, to obey is better than sacrifice. God wants you to obey rather than trying to offer him a sacrifice, obedience. So I encourage you to take God in and apply it to your life daily. And I just want to say to Evangelist May to continue, preach the word of God and allow God to use you and to have his way in your life. And I truly enjoyed this message on tonight. And I pray that you who are listening, pay close attention, because this is needed. A lot of times, you know, we can continue to go off track and we end up overriding the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
We know God spoke. And then instead of going on and doing what God has given us to do or the way he's given us to do it, we override it and then we do it our way. Like she brought out something that the Lord gave her, she chose to do it her way, you suffer the consequences.
Amen.
It's just better to obey.
Amen.
Amen. Don't give God something in lieu of obedience. That's not going to work.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But give God what he asked for.
Yes.
And that's all. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Just
Amen.
Do the will of God, the
yeah.
way God has given it to you. I just thank the Lord. I can go on and on, but the word of God has been preached,
right.
And at this time, we're just going to give way for remarks coming through our other evangelists who may be on, or any other clergy who may be on the broadcast tonight. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. And obedience to God brings blessings, and to obey is better than to sacrifice. And she was talking, I thought, you know, some people, they think that they know better than God, as if they can perfect what God has instructed them to do. And like Evangelist Hameen said, they do too much or too little. You know, Saul, he only did part of what God told him to do. And then he lied when Samuel called him out on it. He said, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. And he didn't obey the voice of the Lord.
No, he did not.
He didn't. He only did a part of it. And that's why God rejected him. When David sinned, he immediately repented. Immediately. But Saul was so haughty in his disobedience. And then he lied about it. Yeah, had he only obeyed, God would have blessed him. But he was one of the people that, you know, if I sacrifice, if I do this, you know, I can be forgiven. But I believe the psalm says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. God said he would not despise. Psalm 51 and 17. Those are the sacrifices of God. That's but he wasn't sacrificing that. He was trying to sacrifice something else. But I tell you, we have to obey God. There's nothing that we can put in place for obedience to God. We either obey him or we don't. We can't make up for it. But God, he's merciful, and he has mercy on whom he will. And I thank God for his mercy. Because, you know, there are times when, you know, like Venice maybe will begin to talk about, you know, even her, the testimony that she began to give about her obeying God and allowing her brother-in-law to stay with her and how God saved him.
Yes.
And, he's the fruit of her labor because she obeyed it. That's what can happen. That's what can happen. Like,
yes.
So that's to me, that's an example. And one thing I did when I was growing up in church, I would listen to the different saints say different things about their lives and where if they made a mistake and things like that. And I would listen so that I wouldn't make the same mistake. And so I thank you, Venice Maybell, for sharing that testimony, because that tells me, you know, like as you begin to talk, we have to obey God rather than man. You know, our leaders are people who we look to. And sometimes our leaders, you know, they might say one thing and is well-intentioned, but if God is speaking to us, we have to obey God.
Amen.
And that's scary. That's scary because, you know, we look to them like as they, you know, they are God-led and things like that. Thank God for them. But if God is telling you to do something, you have to recognize that. Thank God, Venice Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God. Thank God for both of you. I thank you both for praying for me. And I meant to ask for your prayers. Tomorrow, if it's the Lord's will, I start a new job, and I'm going to ask for your prayers, but God had you pray for me. So I thank God on both of the broadcasts, and I kept forgetting to ask, but God allowed you both to pray for me. God knows why. So thank God for your obedience again, and pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Any other remarks? If not, we just thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Vanessa Cadiga. And once again, thank God for that beautiful message. And we're going to just go ahead and turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks. I enjoyed the remarks coming through Vanessa Hameen and Vanessa Cadiga. God knows all about it. He knows what we have need of. And as long as we continue and try to do his will and be obedient to him, God will work things out for us. I just thank the Lord for the service all day long, from this afternoon on down to now. I'm encouraged through the word of God and through prayer. I truly enjoyed that prayer coming through, afternoon and tonight. And God knows he spoke right to the point. You may not know it, but I know it. So thank the Lord for that prayer. It was right on time. We needed that. Devil is raging. He is really raging. And he's warring against the people of God. He wants us to get out of that word just like Saul did. He wants us to go a different way. But no. We got to hold on and endure and do what thus saith the Lord. It don't take much. You know, it's serious. It don't take much to get out of that word of God. Just like
he did. That's the truth.
That's that little thing, what they call little. But when he was little, it was okay. When he was little, the Lord raised him up and made him, and then he got lifted up. Didn't do everything God told him to do. Going to keep this, going to keep that. And God told him to kill it all, everything. And sometimes that's what you have to do, kill everything. Everything that's not like God, kill it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I'm not going to prolong the time, but I enjoyed that prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen and the remarks. Ask that you continue to pray for me. Pray for my family because, you know, Satan don't like it when the Lord start blessing me. He start messing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trusting in the Lord to take us through. And we're yet praying for you also, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, that the Lord will grant your petitions. So keep us also in your prayers. And if that's all, to being back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., if the Lord's will, asking for your prayers. If that's all, And you say good night and God bless you.
God bless you.